Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's 5:15 on a Thursday. That means it's time for Ray Fittipaldo, and he's brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers, 7 locations in the Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personal injury case personally. LGKG.com. Ray, your story on George Pickens got a lot of coverage, a lot of conversation started here. Being late to work. I thought it was interesting that you used the word work and not practice. So do you know what work, can you elaborate on that? When you said he was late for work, what was he late for?
No, I mean, he was always there for practice, but as you know, there's a lot more that goes into it. You know, it's an 8-hour day for these guys, or, you know, sometimes more depending on when you get in there for film and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's what it was.
Is this something that became so chronic it was like happening all the time, Ray, or was it just more sporadic misses here and there?
I don't know the full details of it, but just what I reported, it was more than once. I do know that.
Are they concerned about it?
I mean, listen, the Steelers' history with this, or I should say Mike Tomlin's history with this, I think I've told this story on your station before. I mean, Antonio Brown was infamous for rolling into that building, you know, an hour late. And, you know, they would be in team meetings and, you know, he'd stroll in and go to the cafeteria and sit down and get something to eat. So, I mean, it was just kind of, you know, after a while, it was just kind of a known thing that AB kind of showed up when he wanted to. I don't know that it's the same now. I don't think it's the same now. You guys probably know we're not in the building anymore. You know, we're across the parking lot doing our work, in a different place now. But, I just think Tomlin's history, he kind of finds a way to massage egos, and you know, I think he's kind of trying to handle George with kid gloves here. They kind of want to try to get the best out of him, and I think they're trying to do that. So we'll see where it goes from here. Obviously, a tough week for George. He'll look to get back on track Sunday night, and we'll see what happens.
You know, Ray, about Pickens, but kind of indirectly about Pickens and more about maybe Russell Wilson, it felt like he and Justin Fields, Wilson that is, were almost having a leadership off when they talked about Pickens today, like each guy trying to give the nicest possible quote about him. And with Wilson, I just could not help but think that that's a guy who's trying to angle to get his job back. And part of that is, hey, look at what a leader I am. I know this guy's under fire, so I'm going to go and make sure I have his back publicly. What did you make of what Wilson said about Pickens and maybe what it means?
To be fair, Chris, Russell is super positive almost every week. You know, like I think last week maybe he was a little bit more subdued than he usually is. But he always, since he's been here, he's always tried to be a leader. He's a team captain. He still goes out for the coin toss, even though he's not playing right now. So I didn't read too much into that, but I think every quarterback, whether you're Russell or Justin, if you're going to have to throw passes to the guy in the near future, and let's face it, it could be a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks down the road where Russell might be in that position, you're going to want to have that bond, that relationship that this guy believes in you. So I think that's what Russell was trying to do. I don't really think there were any ulterior motives or anything like that.
Ray, is the Steelers' behind closed doors opinion of George Pickens different from the BS they've been selling us this week?
A lot of people are not happy with what went on there. I mean, you got situation with the eye black and violating the uniform policy. I mean, that's kind of not being a great teammate there, and then obviously slamming the helmet. And there was a lot of stuff that went on in that football game. I think the biggest issue that people in that building have, Deontay Johnson kind of had this issue last year in the Bengals game where he didn't have to go after the fumble. It was, you're not out there giving 100% effort. And I think until George gets back to being that type of a player, there's probably going to be some people in that building who are unhappy with him. So, I don't know. I was at practice today. George was practicing hard. He's running his routes hard. I think a lot of the people in that locker room, the teammates especially, want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe this is just like a bad week for him. But like I said, this is a big game Sunday night. I'm not saying it's a do or die situation. They're going to trade him if things don't improve, but I do think for George and for the Steelers, things are kind of at a tipping point here. We have to see this move in a positive direction fairly soon.
Do you think they're more likely to force him to show, hey, I'm going to play hard and I might not get the ball early in the game, but I'll play hard and then you guys will reward me? Or do you think they're going to try to go to him early and often to integrate him into the game and the game plan?
Well, Justin was asked about that today, and Justin was like, well, we can't really force things because, that'll get him out of his rhythm and, that'll get Art out of his rhythm the way he wants to approach the game. But I don't know, if you listen to George's dad, maybe they should do it. I mean, he's been all over, social media, advocating for just what you mentioned. So, I don't know, I think back to when Mason took over last year, guys, Mason got him involved early at work. They got some early touchdowns. Maybe they do have to do that. Maybe they have to go outside the framework of what they want to do and feed him early to get him involved. I don't know if that's 100% what's bothering him, but I think they could certainly afford to at least try that and see if it helps.
Ray, when you say that this needs to change fairly soon, are you saying that you think there's a chance they could trade him before the deadline if things don't straighten up?
No, I'm just saying in terms of him being a distraction and the team being on a two-game losing streak now.
So you don't put any stock in this trade stuff that's out there with him?
I mean, I would never close the door on it. They traded Chase Claypool when things went sour with him, but I don't think they're there yet, guys. I think this has only really bubbled over in the last week or two. There have been some issues, like even going back to, the Atlanta game where he didn't play a lot. And, Arthur had some stuff to say about him the following week about details and stuff like that. So this stuff has been around for 5 weeks now, but I don't really think it's bubbled over into his effort and stuff like that really until the last week or so. So I think people are willing to give us a little bit more time.
Is Roman Wilson in some sort of bizarre doghouse we don't know about for a reason that hasn't yet been made public, or what? And do you think this is the week he finally gets on the field?
Well, Arthur did say today he thinks it'll happen sooner rather than later.
He also said he was far away, though, Ray. He was sending very mixed messages in that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Arthur really just kind of said what Mike has said about the situation. When you're a rookie and you miss 5 weeks of the preseason, it's hard to get up to speed. And I think Roman has maybe felt that. I don't know that it's, you know, he's not going out there and catching the ball. I can't say it's that, but I just think those reps that you miss in the summer, in the preseason games, now you're missing regular season games, all of that stuff adds up. And, you know, some of these guys are just a little bit further along. So we'll see if it happens this week. I do think at some point maybe the bye. I know you guys don't want to hear that. It's 3 weeks away, but, you know, that's usually the time where you reset, break some of your tendencies, and, you know, that's the point where maybe you make some lineup changes as well.
Ray, who's going to be the quarterback on Sunday?
I think Justin's going to start. I have a pretty good feeling that Russ will be the number two. And I'm not predicting anything, but, you know, if Justin looks like he's off to another bad start, maybe there would be a quick hook. I don't think so, but I'm also thinking about the Jets game a couple of years ago where he benched Trubisky at halftime. You know, I think that time is coming soon if Justin doesn't play well. And I think Justin, unfortunately for him, is coming off his worst game. He had played pretty well until that Cowboys game, but unfortunately for him, it's, you know, it's a week-to-week business here, and he's not coming off his best game.
Ray, doesn't it sound like the way Wilson is talking and the way they're using him in practice, it puts Tomlin now in a position where he has to pick a side? If Justin, because Wilson sounds to me like he thinks he's going to play in the Jets game no matter what. So if Fields plays well and Tomlin wants to stick with him, he's got to name him the starter next week, right? Finally.
I mean, Mike always seems to dodge that bullet, so I'm not going to make that prediction, but I do agree with you.
But how would he say he's not ready when he's been a full participant in practice 2 days in a row next
week? Yeah, so, I mean, you're saying if Justin plays well, then he's going to have to name one guy one way or the other.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, he could also make the excuse that I got to watch. I mean, you guys listened to what Arthur said today. He basically said it's day-to-day. We got to see how he moves around, stuff like that, so... I don't know, guys. I think they could probably prolong this as long as they want, as long as Justin is playing well.
How about Russell Wilson just getting sick of the charade?
Good point.
Yeah, but to this point, I give him credit. He really hasn't, you know, he's been a team guy to this point. I really haven't seen him do anything else. So, I mean, until that time comes, I'm sure his agent behind the scenes is maybe, you know, calling some people, but, you know, Russell, to his credit, hasn't made a big stink at all about the situation, so I do give him credit for that.
Ray, give us something we haven't touched on yet that you think's a big deal.
Third game in a row, third opponent in a row that's banged up. They squandered two opportunities. You can't squander this one. I mean, the Raiders are without Christian Wilkins, are starting Aiden O'Connell. This is a game the Steelers should win by 10 points.
Okay, there you go. Ray Fittipaldo on his way to Vegas for the Steelers and Raiders, where Donnie Football is going to have like a frat house feel there. They're doing an Airbnb, Ray, so feel free to stop by and hang out with those guys.
I'll be in touch with Donnie.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com